Investment advisory services offered on a fee basis through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The opinions expressed in this radio program are those of Jim Byrds and participants and not those of Global Financial Private Capital, LLC. The participants on this program may take forward-looking statements, including but not limited to statements as to future events that involve various risks and uncertainties. Forward-looking statements involve known and unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors that may cause events or results to differ materially from those that were forecast. Therefore, no forecast should be construed as a guarantee. Investing in securities and annuities involves the risk of principal loss. Prior to making any investment decision, listeners should consult a professional to determine the risk, cost, benefits, and fees associated with the particular investment. Information obtained from a third-party resource is believed to be reliable, but the accuracy cannot be guaranteed. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, and your host, Jim Byrd, and by Zivac & Lindsay CPAs in Mobile, with your host, Richard Lindsay. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, folks.
Hello, folks.
Richard, it's been a long week. We've had two more seminars
yeah.
this week and did a Mississippi, and overwhelming response from the seminars. And I found out this week they had three or four regular listeners that came to seminars that's been listening to me and you on the radio.
Great, great.
And while we're talking about seminars, I do want to mention that I've got two upcoming seminars just for teachers. So if there's any teachers out there listening to us, on the 29th of April and the 1st of May, at 5 o'clock, I'm going to have seminars at the office with teachers, and we're going to be talking about the DROP program.
So what number should the teachers call in order to learn more about it, Jim?
Just call our office, 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or 877-251-1984.
Great.
And if they'll call the office, we will be putting something in schools. I'm trying to get permission from the board to put something up, and one of our clients used to be a school nurse is helping me get in there. And
what's the seminar going to be about, Jim?
Well, we're going to be talking about 9 common mistakes many retirees make with their finances, but we're mm-hmm. going to gear it basically to teachers, Richard.
Okay.
This is particularly for teachers. I have a lot of teacher clients already, both Mobile and Baldwin County, but I want this to be specially for the teachers and any of those that are close to retiring. Or got drop money, don't know what to do with,
mm-hmm.
They should come.
All right.
But one of the things, Richard, I want to talk about is the market again. I've been talking market, and of course the market's going up and up and down, and people
right.
are confused. They don't know what to do. But I read a lot, and I read the Weiss report, and he's one of, I think, the smartest men on the market I've seen. And what he's telling people right now is get the heck out of the stock market. Now, this is what he's telling. He said he's bullish on the U.S. equity markets long term, but right now it's a very different story. He says the S&P 500 index soared 32.4% higher last year without much more than a 5% correction along the way. The phrase overbought doesn't even begin to explain how extended the market is right now. European stocks are even more overbought, in my view, and both markets are well overdue for a correction, okay, and a substantial correction. The Dow is eventually going well over 31,000, his view. That's the big picture view, but it's not going to happen until all the current complacency and bullishness is shaken out of the markets. From every measure that he looked at, the stocks are overbought and ripe for a major sell-off. Europe's equity markets are headed for a far deeper and longer sell-off, folks. So let's look at what's going on in the S&P, Rich. It's actually gave a sell signal at the end of last October. Being a monthly timing chart, it can be off target as much as a few months, and it has been. Yet the S&P 500 is only up about 5.7 since the sell signal was issued. Now, that's not much, especially when you consider there are very few stocks that have pushed the index higher since then, and the majority of stocks either down or sideways since. Far more important is the slope of the impending decline. As you can see, it's nearly straight down heading by the end of May. In other words, you're at the cusp of a major pullback, one that may have already started, Richard. So we're in for some tough stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I've been telling people that, and that's just not my opinion, and that's not me throwing scare tactics to people. If you're worried about the market, if you've got money dependent on, if your income is dependent on market rates, then you might have a problem, okay?
Yes, you may.
So people come in. I can show you how to get market returns without risk. I show you how to get guaranteed lifetime incomes you cannot outlive. Show you how to get free nursing care if you need it. There are several products that has free nursing care in it. If you've got a 401k, you may be paying too much in charges and fees for your 401k. Plus, most 401ks have very limited options of what you can do to make it conservative. And one is fixed rates, which aren't paying very much.
No.
So, you know, people need to know that there are options out there. Come get a second opinion. Our seminars are full. We fill up in a day and a half, because people are coming. They like our seminars. They like our message of what we're telling people. And they're coming to see me, Richard. And you know that. You're at the seminars, and you
oh, yeah.
say it. And Richard does a part on taxes and all, folks. And I love the story. He talks about a guy that came to see him right at tax end of tax season, and his accountant told him he's going to have to pay something like, what, $26,000?
$25,000was
his estimate. $25,000? I would have killed me. And yet Richard looked at it after. Got an extension, looked at it after tax season, ended up, man, got a how much refund?
Well, I found some things that his accountant either didn't know about or didn't see or overlooked or something. So instead of having to pay in $25,000 extra, I got him a $12,867 refund.
I bet that man kissed you, didn't he?
I bet he was jumping up and down for joy when he heard that news.
Well, see, that's the kind of things we do. And even last, we had a seminar last night, and this show's taped, so it was not, won't be the same time people hear it.
Right.
But, you know, people were coming up and talking to me about, and one guy in particular is sitting at the table with, he had about the last three years, he said he had an accountant done, and he says, I just felt like I'm paying too much, and it's got to be something better out there. So Richard agreed to see him and look at it and see if he could do anything for him, and probably will.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a question, you know, in a conversation like that when we have over dinner, we never really know exactly what somebody has. So I certainly didn't make him any promises other than the fact that I'd look at it. And he wanted me to look at the last 3 years, because that's the time frame that you can go back and amend returns and be able to get a refund off of it.
Well, good. And with the uncertainty in the market that we've got right now, and it's certainly uncertainty out there, uncertainty about future taxes. Everybody believes taxes are going up, way up. We don't know. Jim Roberts handles the legal side, and we know there's, you know, places where we're going to need trusts and wills in here that, you know, it helps save taxes and preserve your future generation for your heirs. I think it's more advantageous than ever, Richard, that we have a comprehensive financial planning team
together.
And you got to have a team of experienced people that know what they're doing. And now Richard's not telling you, folks, he's going to get everybody a $12,000 refund. If he did, I'd make him sign an agreement to get me one. But, you know, he has helped me before. And
I got a surefire way you can get a $12,867 refund.
Don't make much money?
Pay in too much.
I don't want to do either one. So, but he helped me. Richard called me, and we went in and talked to him over the summer, and he said, look, we need to do some things here. Port this differently, do this, and it'll save you some money. Of course, what he didn't anticipate, I'd make a lot more money this year than I made last year. So I don't know how we're going to handle that.
That's better than being poor.
That is, Richard.
You know, one of the things that we talk about, Jim, in the seminars is the difficulty of selecting a tax preparer, or at least the hurdles of selecting a tax preparer. Because it really doesn't take anything to be a tax preparer. It doesn't take any kind of licensing. There's no formal education required or no training required. I mean, all you really got to do is have a pencil or a 10-year-old computer and raise your hand and say, I'm a tax preparer. And in fact, one of the things the IRS does every year is they release what they call the Dirty Dozen. And this Dirty Dozen is basically scams that people are out there trying to perpetrate upon the general public. And one of those scams has to do with scam artists posing as tax preparers during tax time especially. And they will lure victims in by promising a large federal tax refund or refunds for people large enough that people just never really dreamed that they could get that kind of money back. And these scam artists will use all kinds of means to get people in. They'll use flyers and they'll use advertisements. So they'll even have a little storefront a lot of times. And, you know, some of the things that they'll actually do, though, is they'll actually get involved in community groups and church groups, and they'll try to spread the word among those groups, trying to build on the trust that kind of group has. And a lot of times, for instance, these scam artists, they'll focus on people that really earn so little money that they're not really required to file. But they get them in there to file, and they do that by building false hopes that there's claims for fictitious money or rebates or tax credits. And of course, they charge some pretty good money for this pretty bad advice. Or even worse, they might file a false tax return under somebody's name, and that person may not even know they ever had a refund in their name. Scam artists will victimize people, even those that are due a refund, by trying to inflate it with fictitious Social Security benefits or education credits or the earned income tax credit or the American Opportunity Tax Credit, among others. And a lot of times the IRS doesn't even hear about these scams until the victims later are complaining about a reduction or losing some of their federal benefits like Social Security. And they're losing some of these benefits because their income got inflated, for instance, on these false returns. And sometimes what happens is that these people that file false returns, they don't ever give a copy to the individual whose return they filed. And whether that's because they came in the office and they prepared a return, or whether they just did it totally behind their back. But one of the things to look out for is the fact that if you have a preparer that doesn't provide you a copy of that return, that's a big red flag.
Absolutely.
Or if you have a preparer who's promising you these all kinds of refunds that you never dreamed were possible, that's a red flag. If the preparer is getting the refund and depositing it directly into their account and then subtracting their quote-unquote fees before giving you the rest of the refund, that should be a really big red flag.
Wow.
Because honest tax preparers don't do that. Basically, we are required to give all of our clients a copy of the tax return. We're required to sign the tax return as preparers, and that's one thing a lot of scam artists don't like to do. And we're required to put on there what's called a P10 number, which is a preparer tax identification number. And of course, that's one way the IRS can track preparers. Now, it's easy to be a preparer. And one of the things the IRS is saying then is, like, be careful, be aware. But one of the things that we like to talk about is saying a tax return is really just should be a report of what happened last year. And most of the time, there's not a whole lot you can do to affect what happened last year once last year's over.
That's right.
And my example of Chris is one of the few instances that we can actually go back and look because somebody else overlooked something, and we can change or reclassify some information, or in that case, we were able to recapture some depreciation, some deductions that should have been taken over like 10 years and take them all in 1 year, which is very, very, very unusual. There's only a very few cases where that's possible. So most of the time what we're doing, and for instance, that's what we've done with you, is we sit down and we look at somebody's situation, what's going on, whether that's a business. And of course, businesses are where we can probably help people the most just because there's more money going on, there's more opportunities, the more different things that are going on. So we make recommendations about how people can change things to save them some money. And I did this with a preacher just last week. They were wondering, you know, I had to pay in this time and I haven't had to pay in before. What are the kind of things that I can do to save myself some taxes or to make sure that I don't have to pay in next time? And we talked about that, and we talked about, you know, bumping up his withholding or his quarterly estimates a little bit. But then one of the suggestions that we made to him, for instance, was next time you're talking to the church elders or the church body, instead of getting a pay raise, get them to pay for your mileage, because that's not taxable income to you, and yet it's not that'll replace the money that you got going out paying for gasoline. No. and that'll save you money.
What about paying on leases, car allowances, and that kind of stuff? That's not income, is it?
Well, it depends on exactly how it's written. If you have a company, if you work for your company or you work for a company that leases your car, then yes, that's income to you. If all they do is reimburse you for mileage that you've driven, that's not taxable income to you.
Wow. There's a lot of things out there, folks. That's why you need to talk to a CPA and call Richard Lindsay and let him come in for a free consultation, Richard. And what number they get you?
To set up for a free consultation, all I have to do is call my office at 251-633-4070.
633-4070. By the way, I memorized his number, so folks, how about that?
That's because he calls me a lot. If they're interested in talking to you, Jim, what number do they call?
625-1226.
At 625-1226.
Or 877-251-1984. I have people call me from out of the area, and that's okay. And I want to go back a minute, Richard, to this stock market thing, because
okay.
I'm really scared of what's going to happen in the market, folks. And Martin Weiss says that he doesn't own one single stock, and he says he's not going to own any until the correction plays itself out or the Dow closes solidly above 16,650. And that's his prediction, okay? But most people are saying that with erratic market and what we got right now, that you could look from a drop from, I've seen projections from 40 to 90%. One guy says that half America is going to lose everything they got in the market. I mean,
have we ever seen a 90% drop outside of the Great Depression?
No.
Okay, so we know that guy's probably...
He's on the high end of it.
He's really on the high end.
But their reasoning and what they're saying is valid, because they're talking about, you know, Obama pumping money and manipulating the market by keeping interest rates low and pumping money, and they're buying bonds.
Right.
And every instance that the government talks about reducing that, they call it quantitative easing, you watch the market go down. And it happened the other day. And then they come back and say, well, we didn't really mean, didn't sound, want you to get the wrong idea. We're not going to do it right away, you know. And they come back and quantify it a little bit, and the market
so
came
they ease
back.
They're easing?
Is yep, that's what it is. So it's going to change, but I can tell you, this guy says that to get out of the European market no later than the end of January, I mean, everybody just saying these are market guys. These are market gurus, Richard.
So if you're still in the European market, you're already too late. You need to get out right now,
according to him. He said, what about gold and silver and their continued rallies? He said, look, if you want to load up in gold and silver, be my guest. Personally, he says, I'm not going to get aggressive or even conservatively long precious metals or mining shares until I see positive proof they have bottomed out. And they haven't. So,
right.
So if gold and silver is not a good idea, and stocks is not a good idea, and bonds are flat, and the bond market crashes when the interest rate goes up, what do people do? Well, here's my suggestion, folks. For the money you want to keep, money you want to have income, you got to look at annuities. Annuities, especially hybrid annuities, are the best way to secure most of the market returns without any risk whatsoever, get a minimum guarantee, get a lifetime income for you and your spouse, same income you cannot outlive, and protect that income. The other monies, I have, you know, special accounts, managed money accounts that's never lost money. They're conservative that I put people in. And the other thing for your non-qualified, non-IRA money is a single premium life. That single premium life, Richard, is an amazing product.
Yeah, both in the case of both an annuity or a single premium life insurance, one of the good things about those kinds of products are you make an investment in the product, and all of the interest income or all the income generated grows tax-free until such time as you start withdrawing it in the case of an annuity, or if you have to withdraw it early on a life insurance policy. You're gonna pay income tax on the gain, but you're not gonna pay income tax on the whole thing. And it's the same thing with an annuity, because you have an investment in annuity, you only pay on the gain portion. But while it's growing tax free, and you're not having to pay tax on income that you're not using.
Well, and the life insurance, single premium life, has death benefit, which is paid tax free to the heirs.
Right.
And long-term care based on the death benefits.
And that long-term care benefit is also tax-free, and that's something that's pretty unusual.
It is, and it's a beautiful product, and I'm finding that not one out of eight people I see has long-term care. Not one out of eight. And they don't realize what they're putting themselves at risk, they're exposing themselves to with that, because a nursing home costs right now $60,000 to $65,000
right.
a year. Okay, and even if you have enough money to pay your way in 4 or 5 years, what's going to happen to the surviving spouse? What are they going to do? See,
they'd be end up destitute
unless they have plenty of money.
Well, okay? Yeah, but you know, it's when you look at long-term care insurance, if you're already 50 or 55, and I can't remember the exact numbers that I've read, there's a much greater likelihood that you're going to need long-term care then you're going to need fire insurance.
It's 65, actually.
And we all buy insurance on our house in case it burns down, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what we're looking at for long-term care, because it's going to burn through our money just really quick.
Well, you got to realize that if both couples are over 65 years old, there's a 50% chance one of them is going to need some kind of long-term care.
50%.
Benefit. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
And so why we don't want to gamble, folks? Most of these people are not gamblers. They wouldn't go to the casino and gamble, but they're gambling with their income, with their
assets. Gambling with their wealth, yeah.
And you don't want to take that chance. And I say there's three things that people got to be concerned with. You got to be concerned with market risk, obviously. You got to be, in this environment, low interest earnings. They're
yes.
not making enough to stay ahead of inflation and taxes. And thirdly is long-term care. You got to be prepared for long-term care confinement, because it will cost you everything you got in
yes, it
situation.
Can.
So those are the three issues, folks, that we talk about and deal with, and we show you how ways to get long-term care without paying for it, how to get market returns without risk, and how to get a lot better return than you're going to get in CDs or anything else out there in your fixed income instruments. So that's what we do. Our message is resonating to people. They're getting it. They're coming to our seminars. They're signing up. You realize, Richard, 80-90% of the people at seminars sign up for a consultation?
Yeah.
And we even last night in Mississippi, mm-hmm. we had 80 or 90% of them signed up for consultation. So,
so if that struck a chord with somebody and they're interested in a free consultation with you, what number did they call again?
625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or if they're outside the area, then call 877-251-1984.
Great, thank you, Jim.
And Richard, if anybody has some tax questions, and realize it's never too late. Like Richard said, a guy came in 2 days before end of tax season.
And that's
just,
right.
And he put a extension, filed an extension for him, and it saved a guy a ton of money. So if they want to see you or talk to you, or if they come to the seminar, you'll give them a free consultation. But if they want to call you, where should they call you?
Well, to our listeners, I also offer a free 27-minute consultation. We can do that in person or over the phone. If for some reason you're listening to us and you just don't like to drive the Mobile because you're not in Mobile, then all you have to do is call the office at 251-633-4070.
Yeah, so that's what we do. We'll just you just call either one of us, and we'll help you. And we'll give you a free consultation. And Jim Roberts is our attorney. I don't want to leave him out. He's our attorney, estate planning attorney. He's also part of our team. You can call him.
His number is 626-3499, 626-3499 for attorney Jim Roberts.
Both of us have websites, Laurie. Mine is safeharfin.com. Safe Harbor Financial LLC on the internet, and you can go look at our website. We have a great website. Richard, you have a taxman.com or something. Yeah?
CPAMobileAL.com. I like that, though. Say it again.
That's
for us,
Richard.
That's
not bad, but it's CPA. Sorry. It's CPAMobileAL.com.
You know what's on my mind, because Richard's going to be doing my taxes for long.
Well, it is that time of year that a lot of people are thinking about taxes. According to the IRS, about half the people have already filed their tax returns. So we've got another half to go. In my experience with my clientele, probably at least half of those will file an extension. And the other half, the quarter of our clients, will be doing in this compressed time frame right before April 15th.
Well, I got a question I wanted to ask you a while ago when you were talking. If you do my taxes and it says I owe a bunch of money.
Yes.
Could I file an extension, but I have to still pay if I file an extension?
Yes. The extension is an extension of time to file. It's not an extension of time to pay. So even if we file an extension to file your return, you'd still need to pay. If you don't pay, then interest and penalties will begin to accrue from April 15th.
Okay. All right. I understand. Well, let's just hope that Richard sharpens his pencil real well. What I do want to remind folks again, what I mentioned at the first of the seminar, we got two teacher seminar coming up, April 29th and May 1st. There will be a flyer hopefully out in school announcing this. We're getting permission from school board to do this. And Emily Steiner, if any of you teachers know her, Emily doesn't mind me mentioning her name. She was a school nurse up for many years, retired, and she's helping us with that. Doing it. So I've got a lot of good clients. Folks, remember what we said. The market's very volatile. If you're worried about the market, if you're worried about taxes, you need to come see Richard and need to see myself. You do not have to suffer and sit there and worry and can't sleep at night worrying about the market or worrying about losing your income. If you'll come see us, we can help you. I promise you. So, Richard, if they want a free tax consultation, where do they call?
633-4070.
633-4070 for Richard Lindsay of Zivac and Lindsay CPAs.
The tax man cometh.
That's right. Every time.
And I'm Jim Bird, Safe Harbor Financial, and my number is 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free, 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. You may be listening on the weekend, after hours, or before office hours. Please pick up the phone anyway, leave a message, say you heard it on the radio, and go on your way to some financial peace, hopefully, right, guys?
That is it.
Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Thank you, folks.
Thank you, Lori.
You've been listening to Safe Investing in the New Economy. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station.